and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day
228.
How is everybody? I think Anthony's going to have had better days, isn't he?
And Mummy Isaacs.
Oh, and Mummy Isaacs as well.
I've got a song.
What, especially for Mummy Isaacs?
And Anthony.
Go on.
Come and join us, come and join us, come and join us in tier three.
Were they actually in tier two?
I've no idea.
There's a point. Let us know. If you know, let us know, because we need to know. Oh, something fishy's going on.
I could make a crack about Leeds getting promoted, but they did get promoted.
Oh! Look at Simon talking to himself.
There's sad and then there's Simon.
I know. I know. All this to beat Jonathan. No. You see, if Simon was that lucky on the lottery, we could all retire to a desert island somewhere. We could rename it MacBytes Headquarters.
Yes.
No masks, because there would be no COVID. It would be bliss. Simon, can you buy a ticket just in case? Hello, Paul. It'll be like magic and one day it'll just disappear. Have you been on the magic mushroom, Simon? April, have you got a year on that? Let us know. Oh, are we live? We are live. Yes, hello.
Totally live.
Oh, no. Paul, right. We're having a competition. The first person to say that the live banner's not there.
Gets
or
ejected.
That the meta's not right, you're gone. It takes 2 to 3 minutes to warm up. But trust me, I am sending the right metadata. I would not dare. Now, Jonathan said it. It's not balked, Simon. It just needs warming up. There you go. It'll be all right now, Mrs. Simon's there. It will warm up. Trust me. It will.
Leeds were in tier two.
Were they? Oh. Yeah. Oh, no. Mrs. Simon was ill for a few days. I do hope you passed that on to Simon so he felt your pain. You know, obviously, not in a nasty way. Just in a way so he felt your pain. I think Simon has done something, Kim. I totally agree. Because otherwise, Jonathan would at least get a look in, wouldn't he? And he didn't. CQ Deb. I hope you're feeling much better now, Mrs. Simon. Paul's still alive. Ah, but you're in the middle of a move, so probably only just. I didn't realise Leeds were in tier two. I thought they were off scot-free.
Division 2 Fort Boyard, yes. You Leeds United.
Oh, my. Leave it. Leave it alone. Walk away, please. Fort Boyard, MacBytes Headquarters. Yes, I'm liking that idea. And Deb's alive too after the much feared visit to the dentist. You go back in 2 weeks for the other side. Oh, no, that's just cruel, isn't it? Kim's called them all Karens. The meta will warm up, I'm telling you. It always does. We have no control over it. Now, you see, you're just being very, very awkward if you're complaining about it. Because we had the old player. Do you remember the old player? And that meant that there had to be the big red banner. And then we got the new player. But the new player doesn't... I mean, would it be any different if you updated the page? Let's have a look at that. Because obviously you're just reading the chat and you're chatting in the chat. You're not updating the page. If you updated the page, would the meta be right, Mike? These are questions.
No,
it's not. Do you think they could possibly have broken the meta again?
When song title is changed, playlist and album art not returned by API. So maybe.
Oh, no. In that case, there's definitely nothing I can do. So here's what we're going to do instead. Grab a pen and a piece of paper and write out day 228 and stick it on your screen. See? Problem solved. Now we can move along and talk about much more exciting things than the meta that may or may not be broken. I have no idea. Oh, yes, give the Meta a rest. I wonder if it'll happen. When did that one break, anyway? When was that reported?
23 hours ago.
Oh, just after we'd finished. Did we break it? There you go. We could have broken it. Paul's at the new house and he's got internet. You don't need anything else, Paul. Fridges, freezers, cookers, don't need anything else. Everything can be done via the internet. Great and horrible at the same time. Cleared the garage unit yesterday and the movers are good. Or at least the movers are good. Just wish it was over. It's going to be amazing. And the worse it is now, the more amazing it'll be when you all move in. Hello, Tracy. Before you say anything, we've sorted the Meta out. Get a piece of paper, write day 228 on it and stick it on your monitor. Then you're sorted. Just saying. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing at all. Unless you want me to stop broadcasting totally, in which case it'll go back to day 73 and you can all relive it. What happened on day 73, Mike? When was it? Was it in the blissful phase of thinking this might be over
Let's
at some point this year?
Let's find out.
There you go. Ooh, the desk arrives today. Now that is exciting. Is this going to be one of these amazing standing things? Or something very traditional? Something huge? Let us know.
The 27th of May.
The 27th of May, not long after my birthday, around the bank holiday, height of a UK summer. Yep, I think that was the point we were thinking. This'll all be over by the end of June. So you see, not all bad news that it says day 73. We had hope then. Now, no hope whatsoever. Kim says, no, don't make us relive anything. Not even if it was an innocent time. Not even then. No, because then we'd have to relive all the rest of it, wouldn't we? No, leave it alone. Ooh, an autonomous desk. You see, if only I had the will to shift all of my kit and put a new desk in. No, it would be too much. No, you see, I need, before I get a new desk, I need a new Mac. This one is definitely broken. It gave me a message before and said you've run out of disk space. And I thought, beg to differ. No, I haven't. It said, yes, you have. 26 gig left. I thought, fair enough. We'll do it your way. Rebooted. 600 gig free. So, basically, I have to reboot about once every 2 days. Or it gets really upset. And, of course, my machine is on doing things 24/7. You should see the number. In fact, I have a good mind to show you on Friday, just to make you suffer like me. You should see the number of Brooklyn shows that are in my things thing. And I have to record them at some point, and then they all need editing. So, I haven't got time to turn it off and reboot. Nice to have 600 gig free, though. Won't last long. It just starts dropping like a stone, and that's it, even if I don't save anything. It's in a mood. Oh, let me have a look at Paul's desk. I'm glad I haven't moved home since I was 12. I mean, I've done the old going to uni thing, but that was only ever temporary with a suitcase. But the actual, you know, get the movers in, move everything, not since I was 12. Did do it when I was nine, I think. Nine and 12, and that was it. Oh, that desk looks nice. I am liking that. There was, didn't one come from IKEA? That wasn't one with a handle, was it? There is an electric one from IKEA.
I don't know.
That looked very nice. It's the lack of storage underneath it that was my concern. I've got a desk similar to that, but not a smart desk. And I've put Helmer units underneath it, and it's fine. But my other desk, my real desk that I work at, is probably as old as I am. And it's got these huge drawers built in that I absolutely love. So I wouldn't really want to be losing storage space, because then I'd have to find somewhere to put the stuff that's in it. And there's a lot of it. But that looks gorgeous. Amazing.
It says here, the crew marooned at MacBytes HQ, day 228. So it is
there
sending
you go.
The right metadata.
The meta is working. It just took 8 minutes to kick in.
Well, I don't know if it's working on the website. It's working in the log. It is.
I can see the live banner.
There it is.
People are just preempting it. Yes. So what we need to do is go live at 10 to with complete silence until 7.
I'll now remove the red banner.
Don't, for God's sake, get them used to the red banner again.
No.
Because then if it disappears, it'll be here, you're live.
That was a temporary measure for the last
no,
8 minutes.
No, no, no. No, Mike, no. The temporary measure is a piece of paper that they've written on. Now, if you want to go and get like the deluxe version of the day 228, then you get a blue piece of paper and some Tippex and you put live on it and you stick that onto the other side of the monitor. See? It's all taken care of here. Paul has an iPad Pro 12.9 2020 in the house. Excellent, but not ordered the Mac. Not much point at the moment. It's the earnings call tonight. So they may very well, very soon after the earnings call, decide it would be a good idea to biggles everybody. So that's what they did last year. I think it came out the equivalent day tomorrow last year, I think. Don't quote me. But it was around the time of the earnings call and there was no notice whatsoever. It was just boo, biggles, and that was it. Only it wasn't, it was Catalina, but there you go. Oh, so I'm presuming that the 12.9-inch iPad is a space grey one. Give us more details. Oh, here's where Kiva and Kim took a walk today. Yes, the princess has had Mike out and has come back like a drowned rat, hasn't she? But happy. And she's munched her way through an entire bag of ranchos. The Talt Pipeline Trail. That looks lovely. Oh, and there's a map.
She'll probably want to play again now.
Of course she'll want to play again. Oh. Maybe it's bizarre. I see the map and then it disappears. That looks quite a long trail. How long is it? 17.4 miles. Oh, that'd probably take me the best part of 12 months. I did do that 4.5 mile walk. That nearly killed me. Mind you, I'm not surprised that that was up like the north face of the Eiger. You're not moving home ever again. That's pretty much what I remember thinking, Paul. It's horrific, isn't it? It's so bad. But it is a gorgeous desk and it's going to be a fabulous office. So there you go. Tracy can't stand for long. I think it depends. For me, if I'm deep in the zone, I don't have a standing desk, but what I do have is like a laptopy stand thing that goes on the desk and it raises everything to the right level. I can work on an iPad stood up, but a Mac feels weird. So I don't. You don't expect to be standing long either. Are these things more of a gimmick in our mind? Oh, I should probably get a standing desk. And then you do, and then you never use it. I tend to use a stand... Well, I it's not a standing desk, but you know what I mean. A standing position working when I'm on an iPad. And it would be something like writing in Ulysses, something like that. I know there's no way I could use an iPad stood up for 2 hours doing things like working with Keynote. Not on an iPad. It would drive me insane. And of course, for my desk to lift up, it would have to take all three monitors with it. I have no idea how much this lot would weigh, but I wouldn't fancy trying to lift it up and down. Let's put it like that. I wonder if Jonathan's tempted to go on another trail. Didn't you go up to... What's that place Jonathan went to?
Somewhere where he took a photo.
Yes, they went round a reservoir, didn't they? But that was back in the height of summer. Given this weather, probably not the wisest idea ever anyway. No salmon. Oh, did Kiva go in? Did she like the water? Mayer only liked the water if he dragged his father in with him. Remember the Wellingtons you used to have?
Yeah.
Mike would buy a new pair of Wellington boots about once every 2 weeks. because they would always split round the ankles. Till in the end, I said, there's nothing actually wrong with them other than they're split at the ankles. So next time, buy a light coloured pair and we'll duct tape them. And that's exactly what we did. And they lasted a lot longer duct tape, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were much more waterproof. You only walked a couple of miles. Now, see, I know that is exactly from here to the church and back, isn't it? Church is on my mind. Done the newsletter today. This week, you know, there's always something funny in the newsletter. Mm. This week was being lectured by the priest who's not here at the moment, the one that's the level of a bishop and lives somewhere else, in the monastery, if you remember. And it was all very doom and gloom. And he didn't like technology and Zoom. This week, Zooming. So he took it upon himself to explain to us what a webinar was. That was about an hour and a half ago. I've just about stopped laughing about it. It's like they've discovered fire, isn't it? When you and I have been doing this job for 20 odd years, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is actually quite useful. You don't say. Really? And then proceeded to go into grandmother sucking eggs mode. Anyway, I've done that now. That's all dealt with. I just need to finish that. Right. Dovestone, that's the one. You wouldn't go in the rain. In other words, Jonathan's not revisiting until next April. And even then, we do have April showers. Are you not tempted to go on a long walk somewhere, Jonathan? I can honestly say I'm not. We're actually members of the National Trust and Dunham Massey is up the road. But apparently you can't go there now at all, can you, unless you've got a card, yeah. Which we have. That's not an issue. But you still have to pre-book. Well, part of the thing was, do I fancy going today or not? Not do I fancy pre-booking for 2 months on Thursday. But apparently that's what you've got to do now. Not good. Not good. Kiva will only go in the water when it's very hot. And she had a dog friend to play with. And other than that, she just stands and stares at it and enjoys the smells. No, Mayo was quite happy going in, but only if he dragged his father in with him.
Then we had to stop that. Because you read that they were putting chemicals in
the stream. Oh, yes, they were then putting chemicals in the water. So we had to stop him doing that. But he did not like water. He equated it with a bath. So he didn't mind his paddling pool, air quotes, because it came in two halves and you were supposed to put, it was for children, skin kids. You were supposed to put water in one half and sand in the other. So he decided he would much prefer sand in both halves. So he'd get in it if there was no water in it. He'd get in it if there was sand in it. So we let him have sand in both halves. But other than that, no, didn't like water. He would go to the beach and we would encourage him to go in the water. Because salt water cleans the fur. He comes out looking like he'd been dry cleaned, didn't he? So he's like, come a bit nearer. Mayor, come nearer. But all he would do is stand there. And as the waves came towards him, he'd bark at them, absolutely convinced if he barked enough, they'd back off. We didn't have the heart to tell him that tide doesn't work like that. But he did enjoy it, didn't he? And he liked digging at the beach.
He did.
He did, bless him. Good night, Jonathan. We will see you tomorrow. Don't forget your nap. You see, that went quite well for him last week.
Yeah.
Mm. So apart from Anthony going into tier two and...
Tier three.
And Mummy and Daddy Isaac's going with him. What else has happened today? Oh, there was the United one. Can't remember if we mentioned this last night. I think we did, didn't we? United had said, this is Manchester United, that they could not understand the government's stance in not having crowds at football. Just let that settle in for a bit. And that they had drawn up plans to have 23,500 fans there safely. And we discussed the fact that that's all very well, as long as you sit there, watch the match and don't move. But if you need to eat, drink or use the facilities, forget it. And then there's the parking and the travel. And I said that could not possibly be deemed safe. United still saying it's safe. This morning's news, another player at United has got COVID. Now, can I just point out, if you can't keep about 40 players safe, what chance have you got with 23,500? And that's the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if there's a 1 in 20 chance that you'll get COVID, how much is that? Let's have a look. Let's divide that. That'll be 1,175 people with COVID on that ratio.
Mm.
Yeah. So like I said yesterday, not the best idea they've ever had, is it? I mean, where did you catch it from and how many others has he given it to? Because they're playing alongside their teammates and the opposition and they're not wearing masks. They're sweating all over the place. Oh, no.
They're spitting.
They're spitting. No, no, no. So, another one down. That's why he wasn't playing. He's only played once, hasn't he?
Don't know if he's played at all.
I'm sure he has.
People are decorating their Christmas trees for Halloween this year.
And?
Because why not?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problem with that.
Me neither.
Oh no, Tracy's got a weekend total lockdown starting Friday morning. So this means no going out for anything whatsoever for just the 2 days. Not good. Piddle Pooch only goes in the water when she's in a depth. It's fairly hot and the water's still.
Piddle Pooch. I love that name. Piddle Pooch.
Nina. Nina the Pooch. If she's got a little criteria, nothing wrong with that. What's Lola like in water? She's not quite as bad, but I just... Some dogs just don't jump in and love it. I don't think Samoyeds are that breed.
I haven't seen her in water, have we?
We got the paddling pool out, but it had sand in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would. She's a bit of a princess, so I don't see her jumping in it. Plus the fact, I think a Sammy knows if they get wet through, it's going to take them days to dry. So they probably don't. She's still blowing her coat, by the way, so that's been going on for about 5 weeks now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we might nearly be there by now. We'll see how it goes. People don't have... to shove and shuffle past other people in a row to get to their own seats. You do, Simon, yes. Our seats at Old Trafford are at the end of a row. Now, originally, we both stood in the same area. And then, of course, Hillsborough meant they had to put seats all over. So I wrote to the ticket office and asked for a particular seat. And the ones in front of me, I think the four in a row in front of me were taken. And the ones about three rows behind were taken as well. So it was the same people in these seats all the time. But at that stage, these seats were against the wall right next to the boss and all the reserves, etc. And no one pushed past anywhere and it was great. And a couple of years later, they moved the seats and they put an aisle in there, which was the most stupid thing they ever did. And every time you're there now, you're up and down, letting people in and out. So, yes, I agree with you. But what I think they're doing with it, there's so few people going to be allowed in to maintain the social distance. I think basically you're going to go in at one end of an aisle and the other two people on that row with you will go in from the other end and that's it. It's more the facilities. Like I said to Mike, you've got to go through the turnstile. The turnstiles are tiny. They're tiny to stop two people getting in at once. You also have to put your ticket in the ticket machine. It's like a credit card. So that pops in and then it pops out. Well, they can't sanitise the turnstiles, can they, between people? And you say 23,500. By comparison to what United could put in a stadium, that's tiny. It's about, what's the limit?
About 75.
80,000. So it is quite tiny by comparison. But for any other football club, 23,500 is more than they get on a match day. And you have all of the other things to think about. Like the toilets. There are not enough toilets to start with. That's how the lady pipe thing started. We were looking at those Dalek-like affairs. Do you remember? Outside Old Trafford. And then I found the lady pipes. Unless they're issuing a free lady pipe... Man United branded. And if you think that sounds silly, they are selling masks, Man United branded, about £15 each. So it wouldn't surprise me. United branded lady pipes. I mean, it really would be the only way, wouldn't it? The gents would be easier to keep clean than the ladies. Put it like that. I'm just not seeing it.
Chelsea played in Russia last night.
Yeah.
They had 11,000 there.
Well, if they want to be barking mad, that's up to them. But we don't. A lady pipe and bucket by your seat. Do you know, Kim, that would not actually be the first time. There was once, was this an away supporter or was it a United supporter at another ground? I can't remember. But there was, they kept it. What happens is the away supporters tend to be kept in the ground, sometimes for as much as 15 minutes after the match. That lets the home supporters get outside and get away from the ground. And this particular match, it could have been the Derby, you know. I cannot remember. It wasn't at Old Trafford, so it must have been United supporters. And this was the tale that came out. They were away fans, so they were kept in after the game. But instead of being kept in for 10 or 15 minutes, they were kept in for 35 minutes. And at the 35-minute stage, this lady said, can I just go to the toilet? And the stewards who were looking after all these people said, no, you can't. And she said, pardon, you know, I need the toilet. And it's been 35 minutes. I'm just going to the toilet and then I'll come back. No, you can't. You can't leave. And she said, I am really desperate. You know, I'm not playing around. If you're that desperate, you can go where you are. So she said, fine. And she unbuttoned her jeans and she had to go where she was. So a lady pipe and a bucket would actually be a step up, wouldn't it? Luckily, there were some gentlemen around her, believe it or not. And once they realised she was not joking, they took their coats off and surrounded her with, you know, made like a tent for her. But how awful is that? Oh. You understand the concept of a weekend lockdown, but not the science behind it. No, I wonder. It seems like such a small length of time. Obviously, it will make a difference, but it will also make a difference, surely, in people thinking like, I've had enough of this. I mean, I said at the beginning of this, I was not confused. And I wasn't. It was really simple. Stay at home. There's not much to understand, is there? Stay at home. And if we'd have all done that for 9 to 12 weeks, I don't think we would have been in the mess we're in now. But now it's like we were in a lockdown. Then we weren't in lockdown at all for 25 days. Then we went into a local lockdown. Then we went into a restricted local lockdown. And then as Boris brought in his tiers, we realised we were in a tier 2 lockdown as well as a local restricted lockdown. And then we went into tier 3. So I know exactly that we are in a tier 3 with supplemental local restrictions. Ask me what they are. Not got a clue. Not got a clue. So now I think it really is confusing. I mean, when I read this thing about Yorkshire, it was like, these are the things that have got to shut. Casinos, fair enough. Soft play. I'm presuming that's children. You know, like ball centres.
Yeah, I guess so.
This one got me. If someone can explain this, please do. Adult gaming centres. Do they mean gaming centres of an adult nature or do they mean adult gaming centres?
What's the difference?
An adult gaming centre would be like an over 18s arcade. But a gaming centre of an adult nature could mean something wholly different. Just saying.
I think it's the first one.
Betting shops have got to shut down. Pubs and bars not serving substantial meals, which is get us involved in the pasties again.
Premises for adults for providing gaming machines.
That could still be very dicey. But the one that got me was car boot sales. Because, like, they're not inside, are they? There must be other kinds of outdoor activities. Mm. No, let's not get involved. But they've not actually said that dogging's not allowed. They've not said it is, but they've not said it's not.
Well, that'll make Lola happy.
Oh, and there's a chief executive of Leeds Teaching Hospitals as well, whom I'm presuming is Pete and Mummy Isaac's boss.
Yeah, just going to say that.
Yeah.
I thought of them earlier.
Yeah. Oh. Right, let's have a look.
Has baby Isaac's gone?
Yes, he's gone off to have a chat. It's a breach of human rights. Tell me about it, Simon. But I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. These things happen, and she seemed to have no comeback. I really felt for her, Kim. I thought, you know, what if that was me? I think I'd have probably got arrested on my way to the toilet. Probably would. I was placed in that position. That's Mrs. Simon. Yes, Mrs. Simon, not Kim, Mrs. Simon. I was placed in a similar position when my season ticket went missing. You used to get little paper vouchers in a book, and that was your season ticket. It's not newfangled like it is now. And mine went missing. So I got this letter, and long story short, turn up at the ground in a certain place at a certain time, and a steward will escort you in. The guy who sat behind me, his season ticket had gone missing in the post as well. And you're thinking, that's handy. Very interesting. You know, literally two seats, season tickets, diagonal to each other, had gone missing in the post. Well, I'd had the foresight to turn up with photo ID. He hadn't. I'm not actually sure how much older than me he actually was, you know, but I told him he was my dad and not to worry about it. He was a bit simple. That I was who I said I was. Anyway, it came to getting in, and by this stage, they'd left us stood there that long. The police, the mounted police, had turned up, and they said if we didn't move, they'd arrest us. And the United staff said if we did move, we wouldn't get in the game. And you're like sandwiched between them with like, well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do in that regard? Luckily, Mike had actually gone into the ground, and we knew the steward near us to talk to. We've known the guy for years. So he says, where's Elaine? And Mike says, she's outside. And he relayed the sad, sorry tale of the missing season ticket. And he also said, and Barry's with her. Izzy's gone missing as well. So the steward's like, that's ridiculous. So Mike said, well, there must have been at least 50 of them there and about two stewards. So she'll probably get in about half time. So the steward said, I'll go get her. And Barry. And he came out and he actually took us inside just at the point as I was between the mounted police sergeant and the United staff, and they were scrapping over where we were going to stand, and if we didn't, we'd be arrested. So I just got in time. So the fact that they've got somebody like that, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, a guy could be discreet about it, a girl less so. So it is. It's shocking. It is absolutely shocking. There you go. Mrs. Simon, are you inclined to visit a football match now, or possibly less so?
See you, Paul.
Night, Paul.
His desk's arrived.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting putting it all together, though. It's going to be amazing when it's done. Laser tag. Yeah, and I guess those other things are adult play. What are they called?
Paintballing.
Or paintballing.
Laser Quest.
No, escape rooms. The escape room one. Or do they let kids in that?
Probably not. It's probably over 18s.
That was so funny. Mike had a team. You know Mike's teams all over the world. Well, it was back in the days when you could fly places. And the team flew in, didn't they? And they'd arranged a night in one of these rooms, these escape rooms. And I said, they have checked nobody's claustrophobic, haven't they? And Mike was like, don't be ridiculous. What happened? One of them was claustrophobic. That's like arranging to go for like to a steakhouse for dinner and finding out that somebody's vegan. It's obvious. At least ask. But she had a great night.
Will I get scared and am I safe?
What's this one?
The Manchester escape rooms. It's probably where they went.
It's more to stop people heading off to the countryside. At least if it protects the villages who are less, have a lower infection rate. And then, yeah, absolutely. The lady found in the buggy. Yes, you couldn't go. You weren't allowed to go to the toilet, Tracy. So she decided she would have to go where she stood, literally. So we were saying a lady pipe in a bucket was a step up. I can imagine this happening, you know. Oh, Tracy's son and daughter-in-law do the escape room thing. I've never done one myself. She sat there pretty much white all night, this poor girl. It just struck me that's the first question I would ask, but obviously everybody else not quite sure. Mrs. Simon has never watched an entire football match in your life. Not live or on the TV. Oh, on the TV's better. Now, there is a toilet trick, isn't there? And we're not talking about just using the facilities.
I was talking about this in this meeting.
As you do.
Yeah, well, I was in I had a meeting, the one that I said was optional. But I went in it anyway. Every week, the Power BI team have a meeting and I go along to give an update on the training. And before we started, the guy who's leading it is American, but he's a United fan. And he said, well, I'm sure Mike Thomas can give me an update on last night's game. I said, it was all right. I said, the last half hour. I said, mind you, I took my iPad down to the kitchen and did the washing up and they scored about 3 goals. I said, we normally call that the toilet trick.
Right, Kim, the toilet trick is when you're watching sport and your team aren't doing well, you go to the toilet. Now, in years gone by, that meant the TV was in the lounge and you weren't there watching it, obviously. But lately, of course, with an iPad or an iPhone, you can actually take the game with you. But the toilet trick is where somebody takes one for the team and leaves the room, and as soon as they do, the team score. So last night, it was 0-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Mike's muttering on to himself, and he picks up the iPad, and I said, toilet trick. He said, I'm going to wash the pots. Goes downstairs, comes back, they're winning 3-0. So the toilet trick, only it was a washing up trick.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, we call it the toilet trick. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Last night, it was particularly a good night for the toilet trick.
I explained to them what the toilet trick was.
There you go, then. I'm liking Simon's idea, though. He says Manchester's one massive escape room at the moment. Yes, it is, Simon. I'll let you know how we get on with that. Hello, Anthony.
Kim takes Matt Bites after hours to the toilet with her a lot. Maybe I should do that, present from the iPhone.
No, maybe not, Mike. Maybe not. Anthony.
No, it reminds you of those people.
Anthony, welcome to Tier 3. Yay. Well, it's tomorrow, isn't it?
No,
is it
Monday.
Monday. You get a last weekend of freedom. Oh, don't spend all those freedom beans all at once.
I think it said Monday. Yeah,
They'll bring it forward.
Monday.
I mean, if you need to be in it, why let them have a last weekend?
Just another manic Monday.
Tell me about it. They want to stop people moving around. They could just do a France and Germany, couldn't they, and just lock everybody down. I've got a sneaking suspicion that would just antagonise people. So there you go. Also seems to work if you're waiting for a phone call or on hold. Anthony, that is very, very true. Oh, we don't mind coming to the toilet with you, Kim. We used to shower with Jane, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. The entry door, so the door entry system at work is also linked to the bathroom door. That could be scary. remember that, Simon? the chess match. They were just waiting for you to move. Oh, honestly.
What were they doing, trying to stare each other out?
Probably. You know what chess is like, it's very intense. Anthony won't be leaving the house. Wise, wise move. If they're on about a certain percentage of the population getting infected and whatever, it won't be us, will it? We've still got stuff de-COVIDing from about a week ago. Have you opened your Kindle yet that was de-COVIDing? It was in the COVID cave, wasn't it? Black Friday. How long am I going? I could do with a COVID cave that's like a car wash, where it goes in at one end and comes out unboxed and cleaned at the other. What do you reckon? Not too late to actually patent something like that and make it, you know. Put it on people's paths. That'd work well. Thinking many moves ahead, so when a move's made, they've often decided what they're going to do. You can't... Simon, you need a lady pipe, mate, and a bucket. The Kindle's still in the COVID cave. Oh, Kim, you are so disciplined. I must admit, we put hand sanitizer on a towel and wipe the whole thing down. Then de-box it with gloves on. The unboxings are fabulous these days. And then clean the things out on the inside. You have a few things ready to come out on Sunday. Isn't this ridiculous? Do you know what? They're talking about a normal Christmas. They are deluded. Absolutely deluded. This is going to go on. In fact, if we were sat here a year from now, make a note of the time and date, Mike, I would not be surprised. We would be learning lots more about things like the toilet trick and stuff, wouldn't we? I really wouldn't be surprised. I think Kim was right. Didn't you say 2 to 3 years minimum? I think you were totally right. That's just what it feels like. And this tier three malarkey is ludicrous because the entire country is going into it. So why doesn't he just lock down the entire country? Because while he hasn't, you've got imbeciles saying, can I go to Cornwall? No, you can't go to Cornwall because the people in Cornwall, where there is a really low infection rate, don't want to see your sorry backside. Go home and stay there. But while it's not actually locked down, and we're going to have the mass transit of getting the university students back home, won't we?
Oh, I'll tell them about that conversation on Workplace.
Which one was that?
About going in on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. This is the logic you are fighting. This is the gross stupidity. Can they not have to have an IQ test to work there?
It was decided, I think we've discussed it before, but it was decided that if you wanted to go into the office...
Wasn't it the red and blue thing?
Yeah, originally it was going to be a rota. So I was put in the blue team and other people were put in the red team. And then they were going to bring a rota out. And the idea was that you could go in the office, you could go on site on your week, if you want, you know, whatever it was, red or blue. And then, of course, Boris put us all back into tier three. But if you wanted to go on site, you could do. Now, why anyone would want to go on site, I don't know.
At that point.
But people are missing their friends.
It's like bloody kindergarten.
So my boss's boss set up this private group on Workplace and said... you know, this is for chat about going in the office. And she said, I'm going in on Tuesday if anyone wants to come in. Obviously, you can't have too many people in. And they're all wearing their masks and socially distancing. Then somebody else said, I was going to go in on Tuesday, but I'm not now. Oh, right. OK, then. Well, I might go in the week after. I don't want to be Johnny got Billy got no mates on my own. I won't go in either.
There are no words. There are literally no words.
These are senior people.
You go into work to work, not fraternise. And as an adult, to say, oh, well, I don't want to be in on my own in the middle of the global pandemic, so I won't go in then. Do you think it is like a covert IQ test? And when push comes to shove and it's like, we're going to have to lay people off. Yeah, you know everybody in that group that was stupid? Let's sack them.
It's not like they can have a coffee together because the Costa's shut. It's not like they can have their lunch together.
Like I've said, there are just no words. People are that stupid. This is the thing. People are that stupid. I'm going to leave that there before I explode. There we go. So Kim says, as long as we're having riots and protests, I don't see how our rate will come down. Plus, they still don't have a complete handle of the nursing homes. No, the nursing home thing's kicked off again in the UK, this time in Scotland, where they are, I think it was 128 people, were released to nursing homes. But obviously, they're not allowed to do that if they're infected. So how did they get round that? Don't test them. So they weren't tested and they were released. Turns out, infected. 120 odd of them. And people have actually died. People who were in the nursing homes to start with and were perfectly fighting fit and now not totally fighting fit at all. Now they're dead. And Nicola Sturgeon said, I didn't know they were doing that. No, you're just in charge of the country, just saying. But then Boris claimed he didn't know anything about it either. So it does make you wonder who knows what about what, doesn't it? I think a lot of them don't know anything about anything. 92% of people are wearing masks regularly. That's good. but the least compliant is 18 to 24. I can't understand that. I would have thought they'd be set a reasonably good example by their elders who don't particularly want to be infected by them. But clearly not. And what is this thing about wearing a mask that it's not manly and it's not brave? That thing Andy posted was good, wasn't it? Basically, it was to the effect of, I wear a mask not because I'm afraid, but because I care. And it went on and on in the same vein, you know, and I'm doing it not just for me, I'm doing it for you as well. So why don't you wear a mask? And I thought, somebody needs to ask the people in the States. I mean, we've got people here who won't wear masks. And there are no words. I don't understand them. I really don't. Is it less macho to wear a mask?
No, I wear a mask.
You're macho?
When I answer the, well, no, I'm not macho. But, you know, I wore a mask. Wendy wore a mask.
Really?
Yeah.
You and Wendy dancing, yeah. You're dancing outside the house for the last 4 weeks in masks.
Hey, the guy on Sunday didn't wear a mask.
The Asda man never wears a mask.
I was.
It's bad, that.
I was wearing a mask.
It is bad, that. Right, let's have a look. Mrs. Simon says the biggest COVID spread are uni students. Bristol's having a real spike. Thanks to... Well, I said, why on earth would you send the university students back to university? Manchester has Manchester University, the Met... It has the dental school, there's the medical school, and there's the Institute of Technology. And that's before you get started with things like the dance school, the fashion school. You know, these are all the size of a small university. So you send the students back to Manchester, and this was guaranteed to happen. Boris wants locking up. Maybe if we lock Boris up, the rest of us would be safer. So I wasn't at all surprised about that. And when you look at the towns that were hit first, you are spot on, Mrs. Simon. There was Manchester, Bristol, Cardiff, Nottingham, Newcastle. They've all got universities, huge universities, and Met universities or other colleges of that genre. In Yorkshire now, of course, you've got like the College of Law as well.
Mm.
That's bang on the Welsh border. So that's not a surprise that the figures are bad in Chester. Because, I mean, there must have been easy 1,000 students there. And that's a small college in a tiny village.
Maybe I should wear a mask when I go out walking.
I then think people would think you're an idiot. Plus the fact, if you've got a mask on, they might be tempted to come up and talk to you.
Well, there's an old guy who walks to the shops for his paper. He lives up at the top corner of Coppice and Meadway. And he says morning to me every day.
There's a difference, though. You know what the dog walkers are like for us sitting having a powwow.
True. I try and avoid them.
Poor Lola don't get to meet the dogs.
Oh, she does.
Right, let's have a look. Anthony's never understood a problem with wearing a mask. They don't have a problem with wearing clothes.
She also gets to meet the foxes.
Oh, yes, she quite likes the foxes.
Meet the foxes.
Thankfully, they don't have a problem wearing clothes, Anthony. Thankfully. Welcome to the COVID-free restaurant. Not only do we wear masks. Hang on, it moved. We also don't wash our hands when we've been to the toilet and pick food up off the floor. Oh, Simon, food off the floor? That sounds like a church.
That reminds me of that Valentine's ball night.
Oh, God, yeah. We were the only one that didn't get a starter. And he said, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Oh, good grief.
So is Christmas.
The others were onto their dessert, basically. And it was, wasn't it supposed to be...
The posh fish, what's it called?
Not anchovies, the other one. Caviar.
Caviar.
Caviar, my backside. There's no way that was caviar. What did we say it was in the end? Was it mashed potato with like black pepper in it? I tell you what, it was not caviar. No caviar when I taste it. That was not caviar. But we were joking, saying it must have dropped it on the floor and they're busy scraping it up. They were that long. Ah, that's a good point, Kim. Yep, some people feel claustrophobic. We've had a lady over here all over the news saying that she was raped about 10 years ago and that he had his hand across her mouth and she can't bear anything across her mouth now. But with something like that, they get an exemption badge. But apparently there is a thing where if you're not wearing a mask, you do need the exemption badge, because if you're not wearing a mask and you've not got a badge, people are being abusive. And I can understand it. They instill fear into people. And then somebody sees somebody without a mask and then they're even kind of blinkered as to whether they've got an exemption or not. I can't understand why children are exempt. Children are infectious little sods most of the time, aren't they? You know, like Christmas. Christmas comes and they bring all the kids to church and it's just coughing and spluttering all the time, all over the place. And yet they're exempt. I don't know why. Because, you know, at some point, if that child's 9 now and the exemption's until, say, they're 11 and going to high school and then they have to wear a mask, if it lasts as long as Kim and I think it possibly could, you're only going to have to teach them how to wear a mask 2 years in. So they might as well wear one now.
Yeah.
But there you go. You wear a mask outside when shopping and you don't care what anyone thinks. You should have seen us, Mrs. Simon, honestly. It was the night of the 6th of March. So it was a good 2.5 weeks before he put us into lockdown. And we went out shopping. And I said to Mike, don't touch the trolley handles. And we're pushing it around with like the tips of our fingers. And we actually had hand sanitizer. And every time we stopped, we were hand sanitizing. People were looking at us very strangely. Now, it could have been the hand sanitizing, or it could have been the fact that Mike was in a full dinner jacket with a dicky bow. And I think I was in my silver outfit, wasn't I? Yeah, we'd just come from a posh do. But it was so funny. I wouldn't think twice about wearing a mask. I really wouldn't. Students are at the age where they feel nothing will harm them. But the thing is, you know, they're seeing it. Well, actually, I don't suppose they are in a way. And I say they're seeing it on the TV with people dying. But like I said last night, maybe it would be better to some degree if the deaths were worse, if they were, if you watched somebody die. I mean, I watched my father die of pneumonia and he struggled to breathe for hours. And I mean like 24 hours. What was it like, Mike? It was horrific. If you'd seen that, and that was what happened to people, which I guess pretty much it is, because the symptoms are like pneumonia, you'd wear a mask. You would wear a motorbike helmet if necessary, but you would definitely wear a mask. And I think maybe if people are too full of hubris to understand that, maybe they should forcibly have to watch somebody. If they're that cocky, you go in and look after them then and see what happens. Because they're not helping themselves and they're not helping other people. Not at all. Particularly in the evening with a drink inside of them. Oh, yes, there's been lots of those. But they do look like university students. That's the problem. And, you know, I feel really sorry for university students like me who was just working and had my head in a book. You get tarred with the same brush. Oh, you're at university. Were you blind drunk last night? Like, no, teetotal. And they look at you as like you're a freak. But there must be some students who are being tarred with a very bad brush at the moment.
So I'm going to stick dinner on?
Yep. You wear a mask outside if you're in an area where you can't get 12 feet away. Mike keeps away from everybody when he's walking Lola. And like I said, the nearest I got to somebody was probably about 10 feet away when they arrived with my birthday cake. They were at the bottom of the path. We saw the photos. They were at the bottom of the path. We were at the top of the path and Lola was in the middle. She was interested in them and interested in the cake in equal measure. But yeah, I wouldn't want to get near anybody for any reason at the moment. I really wouldn't. It's horrific. And it's not getting any better. And it's not like the government have got a clue either. I mean, our track and trace is a farce. I don't know if they're even doing that in other countries. But our track and trace is a farce. I think it went out to tender and one of the Tory friends got it. Couldn't find their own backside with a map. They were saying that apart from the 65,000 that went missing, that they're only catching like 1 in 19. Why bother? Just give it up. Give the money to Marcus Rashford for the little children to have some food and call it done. Because they're not catching anything. They're just taking money and waltzing off with it. Oh, that's a good idea. A buff around your neck so you can pull it up if someone comes too close. I have looked at one of those, like it had like fur on the inside, and I thought that'd be quite handy. But I, even though I'm not intending to go out, I did buy myself a black mask. And this black mask, I showed you the picture a few weeks back, it goes across the nose and right down to your chest. You can tuck it in, you can leave it out, you can put it over your head. It's amazing, it's huge. And I thought maybe they'll just kind of take the hint. I only actually need the little bit on the top and it's like a full yashmak. Yeah, I'm quite liking it. Loving that idea. Works both ways, though. People too scared to challenge people. That's true as well. The supermarkets, please understand. Please be understanding of other customers and stuff. Not all people can wear masks. Everybody's shouting at everybody else at the minute or making snarky comments. I mean, it's nobody's business whether somebody is or isn't wearing a mask, except it's their health, isn't it? And the fact that they've got you absolutely petrified that you'll catch this thing is just causing more trouble. Maybe they should have it like a set time to go in and only have so many going in and reduce it that way. But they don't particularly want that either, do they? They can't. I mean, to have to put that out. The Trafford Centre had the same problem. They had people turning up who refused point blank to wear masks, and their security staff have got to deal with them. They're wearing masks, but these people are like, it's not a legal requirement and I'm not wearing a mask. And then they're having to be shown the door and then they're kicking it off. So it's everywhere you go. Do you think it's people that are the problem? I think it very well could be. You like the idea of people not taking it seriously, doing community COVID grave digging. That actually happened, Simon, wasn't it? Was it Nicaragua? Basically, people who were COVID deniers were told to go get a coffin, dig a hole, and they had to lie in the coffin and they put them in the ground. I'm presuming at some point they let them out again. But to focus their mind over how serious this is, that is exactly what they did with them. And I can also tell you, we've got a friend, and every Christmas he is mad busy anyway. And it's partly religious based now. The issue wasn't as bad as it is now. But every Christmas you'll have some kind of flu issue. And there will be more deaths. Just naturally there will be. And he is a grave digger. And he is in charge of the graves that are dug and who digs them and all the rest of them. And this Christmas, a couple of years ago, he said it was absolute murder. This was pre-COVID, but what was happening was that there were lots of people dying and they were of different faiths. But the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith take precedence. They have to be buried within 24 hours, preferably, but definitely 48. He can barely get the graves dug fast enough, so he's having to pre-dig graves and guess where they're going to want to be buried. It's tricky stuff. So I said to him, so this is why Christians are left hanging. And he said, yeah. And because they have to, well, they don't have to, I suppose, but there'd be ructions if they didn't. Because they are giving preference to certain faiths, Christians and those with no faith at all are being shoved down the list constantly. Hence, it took 31 days to bury my mother. Because it was Christmas, you couldn't register the death. Whether you could register the death or not, there was nobody to sign the certificate. Whether you could do that or not, they couldn't actually dig the hole because there was a backlog of whoever to be buried before her. And it ended up, she died on the 23rd of December and she ended up buried the last week in January. It's shocking. So digging graves, not a good job. And obviously, since the COVID thing happened, this guy's working 7 days a week. Just organising funerals and digging holes. And obviously, the digging of holes gets much more difficult the colder it gets. If it's raining, it's difficult. The sides then need to be looked after more. And if it freezes, then it is a nightmare. He has to get diggers in. So it's not good. But yeah, that I would love to do that with them. Community grave digging exercise. It's everybody's business when others don't wear masks. It's like peeing in a swimming pool. When I said nobody else's business, I mean in terms of if you... I would avoid the person in without the mask. But to be honest, I'd avoid a person with a mask. I would avoid everybody. But I mean, I wouldn't stand and have an argument with them. I wouldn't tell them what to do. I would just give them a very wide berth because it would only kick it off. I mean, that didn't that happen on the Underground? A guy walked past and he had a child with him in a trolley. And he left this child to go and thump this guy because he didn't have a mask on. Then he got arrested. What happened to the kid? I would walk the other way and stay out of it myself, but that's me. The grocery stores have a special time to shop for seniors. We used to have that, Kim. I don't know if it's the same now. It was for seniors, and yes, other conditions, but I don't know what the other conditions were. And also the NHS staff and probably those working in care homes. And it was because they, by the time they got there, everything had gone. So I think it used to be about an hour before they could open. But Rachel went because she has an NHS card. She's a nurse. And she said it was a complete farce and she wouldn't go again. And the thing was, people had, although they were open, what Rachel thought would happen and what I assumed would happen is that they would go do their shopping and then they would go to the checkout and they would check out. And it wouldn't take them an hour to do the shopping. What actually happened was they'd done the shopping in 15 minutes. They rolled up at the checkout to check out and our Sunday trading laws had not been amended to allow for that. And they all stood together in a queue for 45 minutes before they could get out. And hardly anybody had masks at the time because it was at the beginning of the pandemic and they were told masks wouldn't make a difference anyway. So I don't know if we still have that anymore. If they can't wear a mask, can they carry a face shield? Some places are giving out face shields. So, you know, when Apple created the face shields, they're actually giving out face shields as you go in the door. So they look quite innocuous to me. They don't look like they'd affect your breathing or your vision much. So they would be a good way to go. But I don't know. We don't see as many face shields as we see masks. Your flu season is low. We've not even mentioned our flu season. They're talking about giving people flu jabs, but I think they ran out. If you can't wear a mask, you should be able to get a preferential slot for click and collect or home delivery. Again, that used to happen, didn't it? But I don't know if it's happening now because it kind of eased off in the summer. It feels like nothing's actually organised at the moment, doesn't it? Yeah, well, this could happen or that could happen, but maybe it'll all be over next week. It won't be. So let's get some organisation in there now. But I honestly don't know what people are doing. Because I think it's easier for neighbours to keep an eye out for people in the spring. So we've been sending newsletters around the local people that we know can't get out. You know, we've said we can order groceries for them if they can't do online shopping. But when it's dark, you don't even see people. So you can hardly like shout across, you know, is there anything I can get you? Because you can't even see them. So it's going to be difficult going into autumn. Let's put it like that. Not to ban them from the shops, just to encourage them to avoid. I think it is very tricky. This is very, very tricky. It's very divisive, isn't it? I do understand they don't want to wear a mask for anxiety, but there again, being dead would give you anxiety as well, or having COVID. So if it is a physical thing that you physically cannot breathe in it, then there isn't much option. But if it's like the girl I was raped, I know that's absolutely horrific, but maybe some therapy, because if you go in without a mask, you could end up catching this and it will go one of two ways then. Either you'll be one of the lucky ones or you'll be one of the ones who is not lucky. We had a guy leave hospital, Rachel's hospital, yesterday. He'd been there 209 days. He was in an enforced coma. What do you call it? You know what I mean? Where they actually put them into a coma for months. And the rest of his time has been like trying to get him recovered. He did manage to walk out of the hospital, but he was carrying an oxygen bottle when he did it. And it was all over the news. They get like a standing ovation as they're leaving, but he is not back to normal. No way is he back to normal. And he was a fit, healthy guy, no underlying conditions. And he looked probably early 50s, if that. Not good. So Anthony heard say that when they went to the sessions for older people, they were absolute chaos. Well, that's the message I got back from Rachel. that she tried that twice and decided that she'd rather go at a normal time. It was chaotic, which is not good. Is Avenir an Adobe? Do you mean font? Is Avenir an Adobe font? I'm not sure. I may have it through Typekit. Let's have a look. Avenir and Foundry. Let's have a look. No, it's a Linotype font. Let's have a look. There is all the details of it, I do believe. The history, etc. I may have it in an old Adobe CD, DVD type thing. But that's my favourite font. I like that. It's nice and clean. I like that one. Right. Costco's been great. You go at a special time before everyone else. You're in and out in 20 minutes. I've had emails from Costco. Oh, my word. The degree of thought that's gone into their systems. I would probably feel safer in there than anywhere else. Just in terms of what they've put in place. But I haven't been. I haven't been, and neither's Mike. The priority slots for clinically extremely vulnerable people are still going. Oh, that's good. You have a priority slot with Tesco until the end of March. I think the supermarkets were great early on. And I think we're now concentrating on what the government are doing. And I think the supermarkets are probably doing better than the government. So that's good to hear. That is good to hear. You can't wear a mask, stay home. It's a pandemic. People have services to help you. It's the people just meandering around, you know, and they're kids. They're like 17, 18. And it's like, I'm invincible, like we were saying earlier. And those I look at and I think there's something wrong with you. Oh, dear. You don't think anyone has the right to go around spreading an infection? It's worse where there's universities. I hope there is no university near you. There you go. You looked for it in Adobe's. Okay, let me have a look. I've got two places to look for it while Mike sorts the dinner out. So one is Typekit, which is an Adobe thing and it's part of the Creative Cloud. So let's have a look in there. Can you actually search for a font? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Enable all the rest of it. Right. I wonder where I got it from. Is it not installed? Oh, cookies, for crying out loud. Yes, yes, yes. Come on. How do people cope with sites like this? It's 20 minutes before you've actually got in and you can actually search for something. Right, are you on Typekit? No, it's not. The other place I would have looked is on my Documents Drive. Documents, fonts, what did it used to be called? Fontfolio, Adobe Fontfolio. And it would be Western Fonts, I think, or Western Type 1. Did I find you in there? Yes, I did. So I had it from a CD you used to buy, or a DVD, from Adobe called Adobe Fontfolio, which they no longer do. Because it's all on Typekit now. Only having said that, Avenir isn't. And Avenir is on the CD. So somewhere we'll probably sell it. Drifter Font have got it. Let's have a look. They are great, but they don't have all of them. Oh, for God's sake. Cookies, cookies, cookies. Go away. And there's no S in Avenir, which you probably know. Avenir. No, the only one they've got is Avenir Condensed Hand, and it's hideous. You'll probably be able to buy it somewhere. Did I pay for Fontfolio? I did. It was part of one of the, was it Master Collection? One of the ones where you bought the whole thing in a box, and it all came with it. And it even came with the books. So you, instead of using the disc and browsing through it, you can browse through the book. It's a long time ago. I was on a PC. So probably 2004, something like that. Long, long, long time ago. Spent a good bit of time. I'll try and find it other than that, but see if you can find Fontfolio anywhere. Tesco did an emergency planning exercise last year in preparation for Brexit, where they checked all their supply chains. It paid off for them when the pandemic's came. Very true. Whoa, good point. Tesco were the only ones we could get a delivery with at the beginning. Asda are useless. Asda are useless. Asda always have something missing and they don't wear a mask when they turn up. So Mike has to leave the food in the COVID cupboard to de-COVID. It's ridiculous. The Veterans Administration nursing homes did quite well. I told them about COVID, took it seriously. Yeah, the other ones didn't. Yeah, just like you, they didn't hear. It's so, so, so sad. You have Creative Cloud for Photoshop. Did that come with Typekit? See, I've looked for Typekit in there and it's not there. So I don't know where they're getting their fonts from. I guess the other one that might be free is Google Fonts. Let's have a look. Google Fonts. It works a bit weird. But is there an Avenir? No, it tells you where you can get it from. So there is Avenir. So let's click the link. Available from Monotype. Let's have a look. Oh, page 404, not found. That's fantastic, isn't it? How amazing is that? Note the sarcasm. There it is. It's that one. Avenir Next, I think. Ouch. I think each one, it says from. So unless there's a bundle. I'll put that in. That's the nearest I can get to it actually being available. But it's from £99. It doesn't say what for. Is that the whole package? Complete package. £499 for one font, pardon. Or a basic family pack, £255. Ouch. What might be worth doing is taking a screenshot of that page and running the screenshot of the Quick Brown Fox through what the font and finding an alternative one that looks the same that's free or a lot cheaper than that. There you go. Ouch. Not good. Anyway, we put the world to rights. And tomorrow, Two Show Friday. So Mike is cooking and I can smell it, so I'm going to head off. So I will say for the moment, good night from me and good night from Mike. We will both see you next time and stay safe, guys.